This is Michael Rose, Public Services Librarian at Rockingham Community College in Wentworth, North Carolina. Today's interview subject for the Korean War Era Veterans Project is Alex Bennett, and today's date is June 10th, 2008. What is your full name?
Alexander Lawrence Bennett.
And what is your age?
My age is 76.
Are you a native of Rockingham County?
Yes.
Okay, where and when were you born?
I was born 11/15/31 in Rockingham County.
What part of Rockingham County?
In very near where I live now, within a quarter of a mile.
And where do you live now?
I live right to Stokesdale or 447 Bennett Farm Road, Stokesdale.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your background prior to military service?
Well, I grew up on a tobacco farm, and I went to Bethany High School, which was a 12-year school at that time. Now it's only 5 grades. And about 2 years after I finished high school, you might say I was a draft dodger because the draft was right on my heels, and I enlisted to get into something that I thought would be better than living in a foxhole and carrying an M1 rifle in the mud.
Okay, what was your branch of service?
Army.
Okay. And you joined voluntarily, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what year did you go into the military?
52, somewhere around March 25th, 52.
Okay. Once you entered military service, where did you undergo basic training?
What was that again?
Once you entered the military, where did you undergo basic training?
Basic training was Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Okay. Can you describe your basic training experience?
Well, it wasn't pleasant, but I didn't find it as unpleasant as I had been led to believe it would be, because I was used to walking. And that's a lot of what we had to do. Only we had to carry, at times, a full field pack and an M1 rifle and a hard hat.
Sure. Once the basic training was over, did you receive any additional training in the United States or overseas?
Yes, I did. Went to a school in Fort Devens, Massachusetts, 23-week school.
What did you learn there?
Well, let me explain a little something first.
Okay.
The branch of the Army that I was in was called the Army Security Agency. You may have heard of the National Security Agency.
Uh-huh.
The Army Security Agency was a military affiliate, you might say, of the National Security Agency.
Okay.
And what we did was secret. In the school we did, we were not allowed to talk about what we did.
Okay, so you learned about intelligence methods?
Well, we were, you might say, an intelligence gathering mission.
Right. Okay. And then once you completed that school, what was your primary duty in the military?
I went to Germany. My enlistment was 3 years. If you were drafted, it was 2 years, but enlistment was a minimum of 3 years. So I stayed nearly 2 years in Germany. I went to Germany in January of 53 and came back to the States in March of 55.
Uh-huh. Did you serve in more than one place in Germany?
No, I spent the entire time after indoctrination in Poland at the same place.
Okay, what town was that?
That was a little town named Bad Aibling, which was not too far from the Austrian border.
Uh-huh.
And our outfit was the only army unit within 30, 40, maybe 50 miles.
Right.
They kept us isolated.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, some of the prettiest scenery in Germany.
Yeah.
The Alps.
Mm-hmm.
We were not in the Alps, but we were within sight of the Alps.
Right. Okay. So during your entire time in the service, did you ever serve in Korea, or was it all Germany?
It was all Germany, yes.
Okay. What were some of your most memorable experiences while serving in the military?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to pinpoint into one thing. We had made a lot of good friends and enjoyed their companionship, mm-hmm. serving with them. I guess that would be my most pleasurable experience, was that fellowship I had.
Uh-huh. Did you get to see any other parts of Europe while you were there?
Well, I had a couple of leaves in Germany and went to Paris,
uh-huh.
Zurich, Switzerland, Austria, with a friend of mine. We traveled together.
Yeah. Okay. After service was over, active duty service, did you serve in the reserves?
Well, it was an inactive reserve. I didn't have to attend any meetings or anything like that, but it was inactive.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really get a full discharge until 20 years after, I guess it was 20, I'm not sure, after my enlistment.
Uh-huh.
You were, if need be, you were still subject to being called back.
Right. Well, what year did you leave active duty?
Did I leave active duty?
When you came back from Germany.
1955, somewhere around March 20th, 1955.
Okay. And what was your rank when you were discharged?
Staff Sergeant.
Staff Sergeant. Okay. Did you receive any medals or commendations for military service?
Well, nothing but just an occupation medal and good conduct, which more or less everybody got that went to Germany unless they misbehaved.
Okay. Once you left active duty and came back from Germany, what was your major occupation?
I returned to the tobacco farm and made that my livelihood until I retired.
Okay. Are you in contact today with anyone you served with in the armed forces?
No one that I served with, no. I was in contact with a boy in Michigan for a while, and we finally lost contact.
The Korean War is sometimes called the Forgotten War, or some people refer to it as a police action. What is your attitude about the Korean conflict?
What is my...
Your attitude?
Oh.
What do you think about it?
Well, I don't really have much thoughts on that. It was just something that we had to do, as far as I was concerned.
Okay. How did Korean War era service change your life? How did the military change your life?
I don't know where it changed it in any way. It certainly didn't hurt my life any. I certainly value the experiences I had. I don't think it hurts anybody to have some military experience. I think it's good for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mr. Bennett, we would like to thank you for participating in the Korean War Era Veterans Project.
I didn't get that.
We would like to thank you for participating in this interview and participating in the Veterans Project.
Well,
thank you for coming in today.
You're certainly welcome.
Thank you for coming in today.